The Law of Trusts by John Henry Wigmore. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Law of Trusts by John Henry Wigmore is a comprehensive guide to the Law of Trusts. It covers the history of trusts, the different types of trusts, the legal requirements for creating a trust, the duties of trustees, and the remedies available to beneficiaries. The book also provides an in-depth analysis of the various aspects of trust law, including the fiduciary duties of trustees, the rights of beneficiaries, the taxation of trusts, and the enforcement of trust terms. The book begins with an overview of the history of trusts, tracing their development from ancient times to the present day. It then examines the different types of trusts, including express trusts, resulting trusts, constructive trusts, and charitable trusts. It also discusses the legal requirements for creating a trust, including the need for a valid trust instrument, the capacity of the settlor, and the need for a trustee. The book then examines the duties of trustees, including the duty of loyalty, the duty of care, the duty of impartiality, and the duty of disclosure. It also discusses the remedies available to beneficiaries, including the right to sue for breach of trust, the right to remove a trustee, and the right to seek an accounting. The book also provides an in-depth analysis of the taxation of trusts, including the taxation of income, capital gains, and distributions. Finally, the book examines the enforcement of trust terms, including the enforcement of trust terms by the courts, the enforcement of trust terms by the trustees, and the enforcement of trust terms by the beneficiaries. It also discusses the remedies available to trustees and beneficiaries in the event of a breach of trust. The book concludes with a discussion of the various aspects of trust law, including the fiduciary duties of trustees, the rights of beneficiaries, and the taxation of trusts. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Express trusts. An express trust is a trust created by a settlor who transfers property to a trustee for the benefit of a beneficiary. The settlor must have the intention to create a trust, and the trust must be evidenced in writing. An express trust is a trust created by a settlor who transfers property to a trustee for the benefit of a beneficiary. The settlor must have the intention to create a trust, and the trust must be evidenced in writing. This type of trust is created when the settlor explicitly states their intention to create a trust, and the trust is documented in a written instrument. The trust document will typically include the settlor's instructions to the trustee, the trustee's duties, and the rights of the beneficiary. The trust document may also include provisions for the management of the trust property, the payment of taxes, and the distribution of the trust assets upon the settlor's death. The trust document may also include provisions for the appointment of a successor trustee, and the trust may be amended or revoked at any time by the settlor. Express trusts are often used to protect assets from creditors, to provide for the care of minor children, or to provide for the care of a disabled family member. They can also be used to provide for the transfer of assets to a charity or other organization. Express trusts are also commonly used in estate planning, as they can be used to minimize taxes and provide for the orderly distribution of assets upon the settlor's death. Express trusts are a powerful tool for estate planning, and they can be used to ensure that the settlor's wishes are carried out. However, they must be carefully drafted and administered in order to ensure that the settlor's wishes are respected. It is important to consult with an experienced attorney when creating an express trust, as the trust document must be carefully drafted in order to ensure that the settlor's wishes are respected. Main idea number 2. Implied trusts. An implied trust is a trust that is created by operation of law, rather than by the express intention of the settlor. It is usually created when the settlor has not expressed an intention to create a trust, but the circumstances indicate that a trust should be created. An implied trust is a trust that is created by operation of law, rather than by the express intention of the settlor. It is usually created when the settlor has not expressed an intention to create a trust, but the circumstances indicate that a trust should be created. For example, when a person transfers property to another person, but does not intend to give the property away, an implied trust may be created. This type of trust is often used to protect the interests of the transferor and to ensure that the property is used for the benefit of the transferor. Implied trusts can also be created when a person holds property for the benefit of another person. This type of trust is often used to protect the interests of the beneficiary and to ensure that the property is used for the benefit of the beneficiary. In addition, implied trusts can be used to protect the interests of creditors and to ensure that the property is used to pay off debts. Implied trusts can also be used to protect the interests of third parties, such as charities or other organizations. In these cases, the trust is created to ensure that the property is used for the benefit of the third party. Finally, implied trusts can be used to protect the interests of the settlor and to ensure that the property is used for the benefit of the settlor. Implied trusts are an important part of the law of trusts, and they can be used to protect the interests of all parties involved. It is important to understand the implications of implied trusts and to ensure that they are properly created and enforced. Main idea number 3. Constructive trusts. A constructive trust is a trust imposed by a court to prevent unjust enrichment. It is imposed when a person holds property that was acquired through fraud, duress, or other wrongful conduct. A constructive trust is a trust imposed by a court to prevent unjust enrichment. It is a remedy used when a person holds property that was acquired through fraud, duress, or other wrongful conduct. The court will impose a constructive trust on the property, which requires the person to hold the property for the benefit of the rightful owner. The constructive trust is a remedy that is used to prevent the unjust enrichment of the wrongdoer and to restore the rightful owner to their rightful position. The court will impose a constructive trust when it finds that the wrongdoer has wrongfully acquired the property and that the rightful owner has been deprived of their rightful interest in the property. The court will then order the wrongdoer to hold the property in trust for the benefit of the rightful owner. The court will also order the wrongdoer to return the property to the rightful owner or to pay the rightful owner the value of the property. Constructive trusts are an important remedy for preventing unjust enrichment. They are used to restore the rightful owner to their rightful position and to prevent the wrongdoer from profiting from their wrongful conduct. Constructive trusts are also used to ensure that the wrongdoer does not benefit from their wrongful conduct and that the rightful owner is compensated for their loss. Main idea number 4. Resulting trusts. A resulting trust is a trust that arises when a settlor transfers property to a trustee, but the settlor does not intend to create a trust. The trust arises when the settlor's intention is not clear, and the court must determine the settlor's intention. A resulting trust is a trust that is created when a settlor transfers property to a trustee, but the settlor does not intend to create a trust. The trust arises when the settlor's intention is not clear, and the court must determine the settlor's intention. This type of trust is known as a resulting trust because it results from the settlor's actions. The court will look at the circumstances surrounding the transfer of the property to determine the settlor's intention. If the court finds that the settlor did not intend to create a trust, then the trust will not be created. However, if the court finds that the settlor did intend to create a trust, then the trust will be created and the trustee will be responsible for managing the property. The Law of Trusts by John Henry Wigmore provides an in-depth look at the Law of Trusts and how it applies to resulting trusts. The book explains the different types of trusts, the requirements for creating a trust, and the duties of trustees. It also discusses the different types of resulting trusts and how they are created. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the Law of Trusts and how it applies to resulting trusts. Main idea number 5. Charitable trusts. A charitable trust is a trust created for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be for a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for a charitable purpose. A charitable trust is a trust created for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be for a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for a charitable purpose. Charitable trusts are often created to provide financial support for a particular cause or organization. The trust can be set up to provide a specific amount of money to the charity, or it can be set up to provide ongoing support. The trust can also be set up to provide a specific type of service or activity, such as providing educational opportunities or providing medical care. The trust must be managed by trustees who are responsible for ensuring that the trust is used for its intended purpose. The trustees must also ensure that the trust is managed in accordance with the law and the terms of the trust. The trustees must also ensure that the trust is managed in a way that is consistent with the charitable purpose of the trust. The trustees must also ensure that the trust is managed in a way that is beneficial to the charity and its beneficiaries. Charitable trusts can be used to provide financial support for a variety of causes, including education, health care, poverty relief, and environmental protection. Charitable trusts can also be used to provide support for research and development, and to provide support for the arts and culture. Charitable trusts can also be used to provide support for religious organizations and other charitable organizations. Charitable trusts can be set up in a variety of ways, including through a will, a trust deed, or a trust agreement. The trust must be managed in accordance with the law and the terms of the trust. The trust must also be managed in a way that is consistent with the charitable purpose of the trust. The trust must also be managed in a way that is beneficial to the charity and its beneficiaries. Main idea number 6. Trusts for animals. A trust for animals is a trust created for the benefit of an animal. The trust must be for the benefit of an animal, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of an animal. Trusts for animals are a relatively new concept, but they are becoming increasingly popular. The purpose of a trust for animals is to provide for the care and welfare of an animal, either during its lifetime or after its death. The trust can provide for the animal's medical care, food, shelter, and other needs. It can also provide for the animal's burial or cremation. The trust can also provide for the animal's care after its death, such as providing for its burial or cremation, or providing for its care in a shelter or sanctuary. The trust must be created for the benefit of an animal, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of an animal. The trust must also be properly funded, and the settlor must provide for the trust's administration and management. The trust must also provide for the animal's care and welfare, and the settlor must provide for the trust's termination upon the animal's death. Trusts for animals can be a great way to ensure that an animal is taken care of after its owner passes away. They can also provide peace of mind for the owner, knowing that their beloved pet will be taken care of even after they are gone. Trusts for animals can also be used to provide for the care of an animal in the event of its owner's disability or incapacity. Main idea number 7. Trusts for minors. A trust for minors is a trust created for the benefit of a minor. The trust must be for the benefit of a minor, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a minor. Trusts for minors are created to provide financial security for minors who are not yet of legal age to manage their own finances. The trust is established by a settlor, who is the person who creates the trust. The settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a minor. The trust must be for the benefit of a minor, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a minor. The trust must be managed by a trustee, who is responsible for managing the trust assets and making sure that the trust is used for the benefit of the minor. The trustee must act in the best interests of the minor and must follow the terms of the trust. The trust assets can be used to provide for the minor's needs, such as education, health care, and other expenses. The trust can also be used to provide for the minor's future needs, such as college tuition or a down payment on a house. Trusts for minors can be set up in a variety of ways. The settlor can choose to set up the trust as a revocable trust, which allows the settlor to change the terms of the trust at any time. The settlor can also choose to set up the trust as an irrevocable trust, which means that the terms of the trust cannot be changed. The settlor can also choose to set up the trust as a testamentary trust, which is a trust that is created in a will. The settlor can also choose to set up the trust as a living trust, which is a trust that is created during the settlor's lifetime. Trusts for minors can be a great way to provide financial security for minors. The trust can be used to provide for the miner's needs and can also be used to provide for the miner's future needs. Trusts for miners can be set up in a variety of ways, and the settler can choose the type of trust that best suits the miner's needs. Main idea number 8. Trusts for disabled persons. A trust for disabled persons is a trust created for the benefit of a disabled person. The trust must be for the benefit of a disabled person, and the settler must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a disabled person. Trusts for disabled persons are created to provide financial security and protection for those who are unable to manage their own affairs due to physical or mental disability. The trust is established by a settler, who is usually a family member or friend of the disabled person, and is managed by a trustee. The trust can be used to provide for the disabled person's needs, such as medical care, housing, and other necessities. The trust can also be used to provide for the disabled person's future needs, such as education, vocational training, and other long-term goals. The trust can also be used to provide for the disabled person's financial security, such as providing for retirement, disability insurance, and other investments. The trust must be established with the intention to benefit the disabled person, and the settler must have the capacity to create a trust. The trust must also be established in accordance with the laws of the jurisdiction in which it is created. The trust must also be managed in accordance with the terms of the trust, and the trustee must act in the best interests of the disabled person. The trust must also be managed in a manner that is consistent with the disabled person's wishes and best interests. Trusts for disabled persons can provide a secure and reliable source of income and protection for those who are unable to manage their own affairs. They can also provide peace of mind for the settler, knowing that the disabled person's needs are being taken care of. Trusts for disabled persons can be an invaluable tool for providing financial security and protection for those who are unable to manage their own affairs. Main idea number 9. Trusts for unborn persons. A trust for unborn persons is a trust created for the benefit of an unborn person. The trust must be for the benefit of an unborn person, and the settler must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of an unborn person. Trusts for unborn persons are a unique type of trust that can be created for the benefit of an unborn person. The settler must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of an unborn person, and the trust must be for the benefit of an unborn person. The trust can be used to provide for the unborn person's needs, such as providing for their education, health care, and other necessities. The trust can also be used to provide for the unborn person's future, such as providing for their retirement or other long-term financial needs. The trust can also be used to provide for the unborn person's inheritance, such as providing for their inheritance of property or other assets. The trust can be set up in a variety of ways, such as a revocable trust, an irrevocable trust, or a trust with a designated trustee. The trust can also be set up with specific instructions, such as when the trust will be distributed, how the trust will be managed, and who will be responsible for managing the trust. The trust can also be set up with specific provisions, such as who will be the beneficiaries of the trust, how the trust will be funded, and how the trust will be administered. Trusts for unborn persons are a unique way to provide for the needs of an unborn person. They can be used to provide for the unborn person's needs, their future, and their inheritance. They can also be set up in a variety of ways, with specific instructions and provisions. Trusts for unborn persons are an important tool for providing for the needs of an unborn person, and they can be a valuable asset for the unborn person's future. Main idea number 10. Trusts for nonprofit organizations. A trust for nonprofit organizations is a trust created for the benefit of a nonprofit organization. The trust must be for the benefit of a nonprofit organization, and the settler must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a nonprofit organization. Trusts for nonprofit organizations are a way for individuals to donate money or assets to a nonprofit organization without having to go through the process of setting up a formal charity. The trust is created by a settler, who is the person who sets up the trust. The settler must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a nonprofit organization. The trust must be for the benefit of a non-profit organization, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a non-profit organization. The trust must also be managed by a trustee, who is responsible for managing the trust and ensuring that the trust is used for the benefit of the non-profit organization. The trustee must also ensure that the trust is managed in accordance with the terms of the trust. Trusts for non-profit organizations can be used to provide financial support to a non-profit organization, or to provide a source of income for the organization. The trust can also be used to provide a source of funds for the organization to use for specific projects or activities. The trust can also be used to provide a source of funds for the organization to use for long-term investments. Trusts for non-profit organizations can also be used to provide a source of funds for the organization to use for charitable purposes. Trusts for non-profit organizations can be a great way for individuals to support a non-profit organization without having to go through the process of setting up a formal charity. Trusts for non-profit organizations can provide a source of funds for the organization to use for specific projects or activities, or to provide a source of income for the organization. Trusts for non-profit organizations can also be used to provide a source of funds for the organization to use for long-term investments or for charitable purposes. Main idea number 11. Trusts for charitable purposes. A trust for charitable purposes is a trust created for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. Trusts for charitable purposes are a special type of trust that are created for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the trust must be for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must be created for the benefit of a charitable purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a charitable purpose. The trust must also be managed in accordance with the terms of the trust. The trust must be managed in a manner that is consistent with the charitable purpose of the trust. The trust must be managed in a manner that is consistent with the charitable purpose of the trust, and the trust must be managed in a manner that is consistent with the charitable purpose of the trust. The trust must be managed in a manner that is consistent with the charitable purpose of the trust, and the trust must be managed in a manner that is consistent with the charitable purpose of the trust. The trust must be managed in a manner that is consistent with the charitable purpose of the trust, and the trust must be managed in a manner that is consistent with the charitable purpose of the trust. Main idea number 12. Trusts for specific purposes. A trust for specific purposes is a trust created for the benefit of a specific purpose. The trust must be for the benefit of a specific purpose, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a specific purpose. Trusts for specific purposes are created when the settlor has a specific purpose in mind for the trust. The settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the benefit of a specific purpose, and the trust must be for the benefit of that specific purpose. The trust must be created for a purpose that is legally permissible, and the trust must be created in accordance with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. The trust must also be created in a manner that is consistent with the settler's intentions, and the trust must be created in a manner that is consistent with the law. Main idea number 13. Trusts for investment purposes. A trust for investment purposes is a trust created for the purpose of investing funds. The trust must be for the purpose of investing funds, and the settler must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of investing funds. A trust for investment purposes is a legal arrangement in which a settler transfers assets to a trustee, who is responsible for managing the assets for the benefit of the beneficiaries. The trustee is responsible for investing the assets in accordance with the terms of the trust and for distributing the income and capital gains to the beneficiaries. The trust can be used to provide for the long-term financial security of the beneficiaries, as well as to provide tax advantages. The trust can also be used to protect the assets from creditors and to provide for the orderly transfer of assets upon the death of the settler. The settler must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of investing funds. The trust must be for the purpose of investing funds, and the settler must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of investing funds. The trust must also be properly structured and administered in accordance with the law. The trustee must be a qualified person who is capable of managing the trust assets in accordance with the terms of the trust. The trust must also be properly funded. The settler must provide the trustee with sufficient funds to invest in accordance with the terms of the trust. The trust must also be properly managed. The trustee must manage the trust assets in accordance with the terms of the trust and must ensure that the trust assets are invested in a prudent manner. Main idea number 14. Trusts for tax purposes. A trust for tax purposes is a trust created for the purpose of avoiding or minimizing taxes. The trust must be for the purpose of avoiding or minimizing taxes, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of avoiding or minimizing taxes. Trusts for tax purposes are a common way for individuals to reduce their tax burden. The trust must be created for the purpose of avoiding or minimizing taxes, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of avoiding or minimizing taxes. The trust must also be properly structured and administered in order to be effective. The trust must be irrevocable, meaning that the settlor cannot change the terms of the trust or revoke it. The trust must also have a trustee who is responsible for managing the trust assets and making distributions to the beneficiaries. The trust must also have a valid purpose, such as providing for the care of a minor or disabled person, or providing for the education of a beneficiary. The trust must also have a valid beneficiary, such as a family member or charity. Finally, the trust must be properly funded with assets that are not subject to taxation. Trusts for tax purposes can be used to reduce the amount of taxes owed on income, capital gains, and estate taxes. For example, a trust can be used to transfer income from a high-tax state to a low-tax state, or to transfer capital gains from a high-tax state to a low-tax state. Trusts can also be used to reduce estate taxes by transferring assets to a trust prior to death. Trusts can also be used to provide for the care of a minor or disabled person, or to provide for the education of a beneficiary. Trusts for tax purposes can be a powerful tool for reducing taxes, but they must be properly structured and administered in order to be effective. It is important to consult with a qualified tax professional to ensure that the trust is properly structured and administered. Main idea number 15. Trusts for business purposes. A trust for business purposes is a trust created for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be for the purpose of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. Trusts for business purposes are created to provide a legal structure for the conduct of a business. The trust is created by a settlor, who is the person who creates the trust. The settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be for the purpose of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. The trust must be created with the intention of conducting a business, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of conducting a business. Main idea number 16. Trusts for family purposes. A trust for family purposes is a trust created for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. Trusts for family purposes are a common way to provide for the needs of a family. The trust must be created for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of a family. The trust must also be created with the intention of providing for the needs of the family, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the needs of. Main idea number 17. Trusts for education purposes. A trust for education purposes is a trust created for the purpose of providing for the educational needs of a beneficiary. The trust must be for the purpose of providing for the educational needs of a beneficiary, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the educational needs of a beneficiary. A trust for education purposes is a legal arrangement in which a settlor transfers assets to a trustee for the benefit of a beneficiary. The settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the educational needs of a beneficiary. The trust must be for the purpose of providing for the educational needs of a beneficiary, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the educational needs of a beneficiary. The trust must be created for the purpose of providing for the educational needs of a beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in accordance with the terms of the trust. The trust must provide for the educational needs of the beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must provide for the educational needs of the beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must provide for the educational needs of the beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must provide for the educational needs of the beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must provide for the educational needs of the beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must provide for the educational needs of the beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must provide for the educational needs of the beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must provide for the educational needs of the beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must provide for the educational needs of the beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must provide for the educational needs of the beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must provide for the educational needs of the beneficiary, and the trust must be managed and administered in a manner that is consistent with the settlor's intentions. The trust must also provide for the payment of the beneficiary's educational expenses, such as tuition, books, and other educational expenses. The trust must also provide for the payment of the beneficiary's living expenses, such as housing, food, and other living expenses. The trust must also provide for the payment of the beneficiary's medical expenses, such as medical insurance, medical bills, and other medical expenses. The trust must also provide for the payment of the beneficiary's other expenses, such as travel expenses, entertainment expenses, and other expenses. The trust must also provide for the payment of the beneficiary's taxes, such as income taxes, estate taxes, and other taxes. The trust must also provide for the payment of the beneficiary's debts, such as student loans, credit card debts, and other debts. The trust must also provide for the payment of the beneficiary's legal expenses, such as attorney fees, court costs, and other legal expenses. The trust must also provide for the payment of the beneficiary's other expenses, such as travel expenses, entertainment expenses, and other expenses. The trust must also provide for the payment of the beneficiary's taxes, such as income taxes, estate taxes, and other taxes. The trust must also provide for the payment of the beneficiary's debts, such as student loans, credit card debts, and other debts. Main idea number 18. Trusts for healthcare purposes. A trust for healthcare purposes is a trust created for the purpose of providing for the healthcare needs of a beneficiary. The trust must be for the purpose of providing for the healthcare needs of a beneficiary, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the healthcare needs of a beneficiary. Trusts for healthcare purposes are created to provide for the healthcare needs of a beneficiary. The settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the healthcare needs of a beneficiary. The trust must be for the purpose of providing for the healthcare needs of a beneficiary, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the healthcare needs of a beneficiary. The trust must be created in accordance with the applicable state laws and must be properly funded. The trust must also be managed in accordance with the terms of the trust and the applicable state laws. The trust must also provide for the payment of the beneficiary's healthcare expenses, including medical, dental, and other healthcare expenses. The trust must also provide for the payment of any taxes or other fees associated with the trust. The trust must also provide for the payment of any other expenses associated with the trust, such as legal fees, accounting fees, and other administrative expenses. The trust must also provide for the payment of any other expenses associated with the trust, such as the costs of administering the trust, the costs of investing the trust assets, and the costs of managing the trust. The trust must also provide for the payment of any other expenses associated with the trust, such as the costs of providing for the beneficiary's healthcare needs, the costs of providing for the beneficiary's other needs, and the costs of providing for the beneficiary's other needs. The trust must also provide for the payment of any other expenses associated with the trust, such as the costs of providing for the beneficiary's healthcare needs, the costs of providing for the beneficiary's other needs, and the costs of providing for the beneficiary's other needs. The trust must also provide for the payment of any other expenses associated with the trust, such as the costs of providing for the beneficiary's healthcare needs, the costs of providing for the beneficiary's other needs, and the costs of providing for the beneficiary's other needs. The trust must also provide for the payment of any other expenses associated with the trust, such as the costs of providing for the beneficiary's healthcare needs, the costs of providing for the beneficiary's other needs, and the costs of providing for the beneficiary's other needs. Main idea number 19. Trusts for retirement purposes. A trust for retirement purposes is a trust created for the purpose of providing for the retirement needs of a beneficiary. The trust must be for the purpose of providing for the retirement needs of a beneficiary, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the retirement needs of a beneficiary. A trust for retirement purposes is a legal arrangement in which a settlor transfers assets to a trustee to be held and managed for the benefit of a beneficiary. The trust is created for the purpose of providing for the retirement needs of the beneficiary. The settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the retirement needs of the beneficiary. The trust must be for the purpose of providing for the retirement needs of the beneficiary, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of providing for the retirement needs of a beneficiary. The trust must be created in accordance with the applicable laws of the jurisdiction in which it is created. The trust must be properly funded with assets that are suitable for the purpose of providing for the retirement needs of the beneficiary. The trust must be managed in accordance with the terms of the trust and the applicable laws of the jurisdiction in which it is created. The trust must be administered in accordance with the terms of the trust and the applicable laws of the jurisdiction in which it is created. The trust must provide for the retirement needs of the beneficiary in accordance with the terms of the trust and the applicable laws of the jurisdiction in which it is created. The trust must provide for the payment of benefits to the beneficiary in accordance with the terms of the trust and the applicable laws of the jurisdiction in which it is created. The trust must provide for the payment of taxes and other expenses in accordance with the terms of the trust and the applicable laws of the jurisdiction in which it is created. The trust must be monitored and reviewed periodically to ensure that it is meeting the retirement needs of the beneficiary in accordance with the terms of the trust and the applicable laws of the jurisdiction in which it is created. The trust must be amended or revoked in accordance with the terms of the trust and the applicable laws of the jurisdiction in which it is created. Main idea number 20. Trusts for asset protection purposes. A trust for asset protection purposes is a trust created for the purpose of protecting the assets of a beneficiary. The trust must be for the purpose of protecting the assets of a beneficiary, and the settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of protecting the assets of a beneficiary. A trust for asset protection purposes is a legal arrangement in which a settlor transfers assets to a trustee, who holds and manages the assets for the benefit of a beneficiary. The trust is created for the purpose of protecting the assets of the beneficiary from creditors, lawsuits, and other claims. The settlor must have the intention to create a trust for the purpose of protecting the assets of the beneficiary, and the trust must be properly drafted and administered in order to be effective. The trust must also be properly funded with assets that are not subject to claims by creditors. The trust must also include provisions that limit the settlor's ability to revoke or amend the trust, as well as provisions that limit the settlor's ability to access the trust assets. The trust must also include provisions that limit the trustee's ability to distribute the trust assets to the settlor or the settlor's creditors. Additionally, the trust must include provisions that limit the trustee's ability to transfer the trust assets to the settlor or the settlor's creditors. The trust must also include provisions that limit the beneficiary's ability to access the trust assets. The trust must also include provisions that limit the beneficiary's ability to transfer the trust assets to the settlor or the settlor's creditors. Additionally, the trust must include provisions that limit the beneficiary's ability to revoke or amend the trust. The trust must also include provisions that limit the trustee's ability to invest the trust assets in risky investments. The trust must also include provisions that limit the trustee's ability to use the trust assets for his or her own benefit. Additionally, the trust must include provisions that limit the trustee's ability to use the trust assets for the benefit of the settlor or the settlor's creditors. The trust must also include provisions that limit the trustee's ability to make distributions to the settlor or the settlor's creditors. The trust must also include provisions that limit the trustee's ability to make distributions to the beneficiary. Additionally, the trust must include provisions that limit the trustee's ability to make distributions to third parties. The trust must also include provisions that limit the trustee's ability to make investments that are not in the best interests of the beneficiary. The trust must also include provisions that limit the trustee's ability to make investments that are not in the best interests of the settlor or the settlor's creditors. Additionally, the trust must include provisions that limit the trustee's ability to make investments that are not in the best interests of the trust.